And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'll tell you who else got a lot of superpower common sense. That's Jeff from Indiana. He's on the phone right now. Jeffro, what are you doing?
Going down the road today. I'm actually in Tennessee, heading back north.
Well, you decided to get the wheels of commerce turning again, huh?
Yeah, well, yesterday I sat for 2 hours down in Falkville waiting for a trailer, so but today's a little better, going a little better for me.
Oh, God. Well, good. I'm glad. And by the way, I got to ask, but you told us last week you weren't feeling too good, so you're doing better now?
Oh, yeah, we're doing good now. Eyeballs all cleared up and everything, and waiting for them to get my biopsy back on my ear, so
Oh my goodness.
Pretty much where we're at now.
Oh, man. All right. Well, as long as you can still hear us and see the road, we're good to go. So what's on your mind right now?
Hey, you know, the thing about this red flag laws and stuff and everything,
yeah.
How come we can keep getting things done that's unconstitutional? I mean, the Constitution says, you know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that has a meaning. You know, if you look up the word infringed, that it's there's a definition of that. So there shouldn't be any, should not be any gun laws, basically.
Well, you and I both agree on that. And the reality is that's the difference. Liberals do not see it that way. You know, progressives do not see it that way. We as conservatives, we view the Constitution as being strictly construed. We would interpret it as being on its face what it says, whereas they take a constitutional right and they make it a constitutional suggestion. That's what it is to them. Oh, we can suggest this, but we might have to interpret it differently for the times. And that's they do that all the time. It's ridiculous.
What I want to know is why can't I walk down the streets of New York City or Chicago with either a long gun on my back or a pistol holstered on my side?
Well, I suspect you can, but the reality is the local law enforcement is, I mean, it's just nuts, man. Here we are in Alabama. We're an open carry permitless state. I mean, it's like they said it was going to be the Wild West when we passed all those laws, and apparently it's not. Guess what? Crime is lower. Well, depending on where you live, And it's, you know, we're doing pretty good, but dang, you would think that in Chicago, the land of the mafia dons and the Al Capones from back in the day, they can't get their act together, and yet they have the most restrictive gun laws out there.
Yeah, and how can they do that is what I'd like to know, because
I don't know.
You know, apparently the Supreme Court is letting them get away with it, so. You know,
the Supreme Court doesn't take things up unilaterally. The Supreme Court can only take up what someone has challenged at the lower court level. The Supreme Court can't do things just on its own, like see an issue out there and go, well, we better reach out and tag that. They won't do it that way. But the truth is we've got liberals who are constantly of the mind they should act on forgiveness versus permission. And so they will just do something until the courts tell them they can't. And that's what's maddening is they'll look at your rights and go, yeah, we don't see it that way. We're going to do this thing, and they're going to make you have to hire a lawyer and go prove you can. It's nuts.
I mean, it's just like the abortion laws and everything. You know that they, you know, it was legal for so long and everything because they some judge that was on the Supreme Court found in the Constitution that you could it was legal for you to have an abortion, but you know they just read things into the Constitution that's not there,
yeah,
and things that are there, they just poo-poo away, and we don't see that. You know, to me, even a convicted felon, after they've served their time and paid their dues to society, they should be able to have a gun because I don't know, you know, do they limit them to free speech after they've been convicted, or you know, they don't, or anything else as far as that goes. Everybody gets caught up on firearms and everything. Well, the Constitution doesn't say anything about a firearm. Says anything about arms.
I agree. In fact, what's funny is I've got a case here I'll talk about right after the top of the hour. In California, the law tried to strike down owning a billy club. And the court said, nope, actually, you can't do that. We consider billy clubs covered by the Second Amendment. Hey, Jeff, I'm out of time, brother. I got to go. The break's coming in seconds, so you be safe on the road, all right?
Have a good one, Phil. Right, I'm going to back up right now.
All right, take care. All right, listen, we're going to come right back, and I'm still on this topic. Live free or die. What's crazy is we're going to talk about red flag laws a little more, but what's crazy is some of the things going on around the nation. Like I mentioned, billy clubs, just like, I mean, well, what if you were carrying around a table leg or a baseball bat? I guess they can ban those now? My gosh. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. I'm in section number two, Dipper number two, Live Free or Die. Got a few text messages. Let me grab those real quick. Marcus from Huntsville says, we're back on the gambling thing again with him. He says, let's see here. Why don't they put a stipulation in that says anyone currently breaking state laws regards to gambling can never have a license? That would sound reasonable. Marcus, I would hate to speak common sense into this bill, but there you go. He said, my children's private school is about $3,000 cheaper than what the state pays on average per public school student. Okay, we just switched gears. I'm sorry, did I miss something? Then he says, Las Vegas is getting a bunch of revenue from prostitution. Does that mean we should legalize it as well? That's my point exactly. He says, we don't have to do things because other people are doing it, especially if it goes against what the people of the state want. Thank you, Marcus. Ron from Tuscumbia on red flag laws. Does red flag cover being an illegal alien? No, man. They get all the privileges. Don't you understand? The laws don't apply to them. They can come here without any kind of paperwork. They don't have to have an ID to get on a plane. They get free housing. Life is good. Yeah. No. Anyway. Robert from Ardmore. It'd be different if the government was fulfilling their number one role, which is to protect citizens. They are clearly showing they can't do that on our southern border. Agreed. Thank you, Robert. And then Glenn from Bluntsville. California would ban Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4. Indeed. Listen, so that's a great segue. Let me jump back in. So Dipper number two, live free or die. You know what's funny is I don't picture the Second Amendment by being anything but firearms. But the right to bear arms, could that be a knife? The right to bear arms, could that be, I don't know, a spear? What do you think, Big Riggs? Shaking his head at me, what do you think?
I think so. I think it just means the right to defend yourself, really.
I would agree. The right to bear arms is something. A sword? Mm-hmm. Do you have a right to bear a sword? I guess. I don't know that I think about it that much because firearms are all the contention right now, right?
Yeah. Well, so if they do the firearms, then we're going to see a bunch of people with swords and and clubs. And
Actually, what you're going to see is bad guys having firearms and law-abiding people not having them. We're going to see more than anything.
Yep.
But, so California, story here on Fox News came out about a month ago. California billy club ban struck down. I'm like, a billy club? The California legislature apparently has not much to do except to mess with people. A court in California has struck down a state ban on billy clubs. If you're not familiar with a billy club, it's you know, it used to be the stick carried. My dad had one. He was a sheriff's deputy in the 60s in Florence, Alabama. Was that Lauderdale County? And see, he still had his billy club after all those years. It just, you know, hung on a peg in the closet. But in California, they didn't want you to have those. I guess they're scary. Anyway, the lawsuit was brought finally by a plaintiff named Russell Fouts against California Attorney General Rob Bonta over the state making it a crime to carry or even possess a billy club. My gosh. And you're going to have the activist groups will be all out the billy club, marching against billy clubs, rioting against billy clubs. It continues, historically, the short wooden stick that police officers once carried on their beat was known as a billy or billy club. The term remains vague today and may encompass a metal baton or a little league bat or a wooden table leg or a broken golf club shaft, all of which are weapons that could be used for self-defense but are less lethal than a firearm. So the judge, Roger Benitez, who, by the way, was appointed by Obama in California, which is the Ninth Circuit, said no. This ain't happening. The court ruled to strike down the ban based on the Second Amendment and its protection of citizens' rights to carry weapons, including those other than firearms. Ha! Go figure. Second Amendment protects a citizen's right to defend oneself with dangerous, lethal firearms, the court stated. Not everyone wants to carry a firearm for self-defense. Some would prefer less lethal weapons. A Billy is less lethal, and it may be used for self-defense. Well, now, liberals will not stop. They will not stop. But by the way, that's California, right? Don't think it's isolated to California. How about this? There is a special election coming up in Huntsville, Alabama. Oh, yes, there is. House District 10. Oh, yes, right here in our listening area. And the Democrat in the race, Marilyn Lanz, she has a 2022 Facebook post in which she calls for the ban of or the stopping the sale of so-called assault weapons. Assault weapons. By the way, what makes it an assault weapon? Does anybody know? At what point does it become an assault weapon? Does that mean then if I run my car into somebody, I'm driving an assault car? I don't know. Well, it's magazine fed. You can load a 100-round magazine in that thing and shoot like everybody in town. No, actually you can't. So in the post, Marilyn Lanz for House District 10, she stated that in attempts to use the She tried to use the children from the Sandy Hook Elementary School to achieve her political goals, says a story on 1819. She got out there trying to talk about why it's necessary to do with so-called assault weapons, but then the article goes on to point out, historically, anti-gun advocates, they offer all kinds of data, like 2021, we saw 48,000 people died in gun-related deaths. It doesn't mention that 60% of those were suicide. Doesn't also mention that only 3% of the remainder died from anything that the CDC might consider an assault weapon. And then he goes on to point out that a terrorist attack recently in Belgium showed that gun bans, including those on semi-automatic firearms, don't prevent crime. In that country, the ownership of firearms, including semi-automatics, is severely restricted, and they still had a major attack. So this is silly. It's notional. It's also not just in California. It's out there. And it's here, too. House District 10, Marilyn Lanz, Democrat for House office, wants you to have your assault weapons curtailed. AL.com, though, has a piece right here in the state of... Now, of course, AL.com, uber liberal. AL.com has a piece that says, gun violence prevention groups and the White House are partnering for a Birmingham rally. I have not heard this. The story came out yesterday. By the way, Birmingham is quickly becoming the murder capital of the South. They had 7 people killed in the last 7 days in Birmingham. I'm going to go ahead and submit to you, it's not because of firearms. It's because of criminals and because of lax policies. There's a culture in Birmingham that is creating the issue. There's a social contagion in Birmingham that is creating the issue. But they're going to blame it on firearms. Mothers United Against Gun Violence, I've seen those folks before, by the way. They're rabid. They are crazy. But they're allowed to have their opinions, y'all. But on March 24th, it says that Mothers, I guess that was yesterday? Oh, they had this rally yesterday then. Mothers United Against Gun Violence, a Birmingham nonprofit, in partnership with the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, the NAACP, the Black Lives Matter organization, and Southern Christian Leadership. I got news. This is quite the crew. They had a rally at the First Baptist Church in Inslee at 6 p.m. And what's a crying shame is I grew up in the Inslee area. Did a lot of my growing up in the Inslee area, Inslee and Wylam, and it just hurts me to see the level of criminal activity now in those same areas. But railing against guns is not going to be it. It's railing against the offenders that you want to rail against. All right, tell you what, Big Rig, we will take the break. We'll come right back. I got a little more on this, and we need to talk about red flag laws some more. And you send me your text messages, 833-687-4448. By the way, what exactly is the spirit of Aloha? Yeah, apparently it supersedes your constitutional rights. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, by golly. I mean, just like making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, Live Free or Die. We'll see if I can get number three, because I think number three is also fascinating. Squatters' rights. We'll see if we can get to that here before the show's over. But it depends on how many of y'all aren't texting in. But 833-687-4448 is the number. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call it or text it. So we're on number two, Live Free or Die. We've talked about the Biden administration's desperate attempt to curtail your Second Amendment rights by initiating what they call a National Emergency Resource Processing Center for basically red flag laws. And they're going to put hundreds of millions of your tax dollars into helping states form red flag laws. It's nuts. And basically a red flag is just basically, oh goodness, we decided that you look scary. Oh, we've decided that you appear to be unstable. We've had a report from someone who remains anonymous that you might not be healthy, or you're a danger to yourself and others. We're going to have your firearms. This is not good. And that red flag law is absolutely fraught with potential disaster. Because who gets to decide? Oh, that's right, the government. Wait, who's the Second Amendment supposed to help curtail? Oh, that's right, the government. So the government's removing the ability to be curtailed by curtailing your ability to curtail them. That's what we're looking at. Man, put that on a t-shirt. What boggles my mind, and Jeff from Indiana a minute ago, he kind of pointed this out. How do they keep getting away with this stuff? Well, because we have liberals. And as long as we have liberals, they'll keep trying to get away with stuff. But the, you know, for instance, I've got one. All right. I pulled this off of Oil City News, which is a local news site in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Beautiful country out there, by the way, Cheyenne, Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon signed four bills on Friday strengthening Wyoming residents' Second Amendment rights. They had four bills. One of them was a concealed firearms permit eligibility. One was a Second Amendment Financial Privacy Act. One was prohibiting red flag laws in the state of Wyoming. And another was on school safety and security funding. All designed to promote the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, story on Fox News from about a month ago, the Hawaii Supreme Court, that's the state Supreme Court of Hawaii, has decided that the quote-unquote spirit of aloha, what does that even mean? The spirit of aloha ruled that Second Amendment rights as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court do not extend to Hawaii citizens. Ugh. And it didn't just say that. It like began almost a mockery in the court opinion of the Second Amendment, saying that a freewheeling right to carry guns in public degrades other constitutional rights. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness encompasses a right to freely and safely move in peace and tranquility. The court's opinion also said it makes no sense for a contemporary society to pledge allegiance to the founding era's culture, realities, and laws and understandings of the Constitution. In other words, what they said was, we just don't think that applies anymore. Like, not at all. And I have to look at it with the notion that there is a Supreme Court of a state that just entered a written opinion saying that, yeah, we just don't feel like we're bound by the founders' culture. That's the founding fathers. That's the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights. That's the documents that make us a free people. And they said this. You ready for this? Brace yourselves. I saved this part for last. The spirit of aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities. The history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others. The spirit of aloha. What is that? And how does that supersede our U.S. Constitution? Well, I got news. It doesn't. I'm waiting for the challenge, and I have not seen it yet. But I am hearing right now, by the way, the Democratic Attorney General for the state of Hawaii is all over this. He loves it. Loves it. Or she, I'm sorry. This is how they're going to curb gun violence, by making sure that everybody understands that what the founders wanted no longer matters. I got news. Yes, they do. I got a call real quick. I'll take it. Lee from Huntsville. Lee, what are you doing? How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about the red flag laws.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to keep in mind that Hawaii is very, very liberal.
Very.
I don't know if she's still the senator, but I think so. Mazie Hirono.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of them. She's, I mean, they're like left of Mao, you know, like they're very, very. So this is spirit of aloha nonsense, as if that like supersedes the Constitution, whatever.
But it also sounds ridiculous. I mean, why don't we just go ahead and say that, I don't know, here in Alabama, we believe in the spirit of NASCAR. And therefore, we're gonna drink beer and shoot guns in the air. Whoop, whoop.
Well, I'd rather have that than the spirit of aloha, but whatever. That just sounds very mystical and weird, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
But here's the main thing. You're getting into pre-crime when you get into the red flag law. So something might happen. Mm-hmm. But my question is, what are they doing to ensure that when someone does, and they will, maliciously use this to take away someone's weaponry,
oh, they will,
so that they cannot defend themselves? What happens to that person when it's discovered that none of it is true?
Now, Lee, let's not try to bring in the could-bes on this. We got to deal with the bad guy could-bes, not the real people could-bes. All right? Don't do that. That's just, you're going to break the whole thing down.
I mean, it's very, it is Orwellian, like you said. It's just a real danger that someone could use this as a club against, you know, a neighbor they don't like, against, you know, anyone to publicly embarrass them. What if you're running for office and this happens to you?
I mean, yeah.
It's just gonna get way, way abused.
I can tell you right now, they would use it against you if you're running for office. I guarantee you.
Oh, you know it. Just like these poor people in office get swatted. It's the same sort of thing. It's just going to be used. But I just think that you have much more chance for it to be abused than to use correctly. I mean, yeah, there's mentally ill people who don't need guns, but unfortunately, you can't find someone guilty before it's happened.
No, you can't. That's the what's that movie with Tom Cruise, Minority Report? The idea that you can go out there and begin predicting someone might commit a crime, so you go get them ahead of time. Wow, that's a heck of an algorithm.
That's pre-crime.
That's exactly right. Hey, Lee, we're up against the break. Appreciate you, as always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, listen. Listen, text it in and call it in. We may spend a little more time on this. But, yeah, spirit of aloha, that to me is the most asinine thing I've ever heard come out of a judicial opinion. Spirit of aloha. We're going to do away with what the founders thought. We're into the spirit of aloha now. Okay, good luck, buddy. We'll stop sending you federal dollars. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Talk about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Listen, y'all, every one of their locations, they are open 7 days a week. 7 days a week. You get sick on a Saturday, do you wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care. So you look them up online, find the location nearest to you, and you head on down there. And in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, even more coming. Southern Immediate Care is who I use personally. No kidding. And I don't use them because they advertise. I was using them before, was so impressed with how clean and friendly and professional they were. I thought, okay, I can brag on this. And I just asked them, would you consider advertising on Right Side? Well, they're owned by a Right Side ruffian, so that was easy. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. Find the location nearest to you, and when you're down there filling out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side. I would appreciate that very much. I'm going to the phones right now. Spirit of Aloha has woken the audience, like the sleeping giant has now awakened. The text lines went crazy, and Wolverine Dan is on the phone. Wolverine Dan, what are you doing?
Oh, you got me fired. the spirit of aloha.
Come
does
on.
It fly out of Huntsville? Does it fly out of Huntsville? Do I get a pineapple when I, you know, get on the plane? What's the deal with it?
It's all the goodness, man. You replace your firearms with actual tropical fruit. Yes.
You know what? a deadly weapon. Pineapple could easily be a deadly weapon. It's really pointy. But you know what? Spirit of Aloha, if they keep doing stuff like this, and I just got back from the grocery store, I might go to the liquor store and give me some spirits of Hawaii and maybe pound some of that, because I might as well get drunk, because you know what? I think I'm going to be eating dog food pretty soon. You got like a recipe book for dog food that I can make it different ways?
Oh, you can do all kinds. You can make dog food souffle. You can make dog food pancakes. You can make all kinds of dog food recipes.
You know what the government's giving me? It's called a wish sandwich. 2 pieces of bread and you wish you had some meat.
Absolutely. So you're not into the whole spirit of Aloha, huh?
Hey, the only spirit I want to see is the Holy Ghost and all his friends, when they come pick me, hopefully take me upwards, not downwards. I'll be really nervous if there's like an elevator that only goes down and I'm in it. It ain't going to be good. But listen, my man, I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of this crap. I don't want you to do bills like that. I don't want you to talk about that. Talk about the people here, the American people, and I know people from the homeless communities down there because I work there near it. And these people here are Americans, and they're suffering. But you got illegal aliens coming in here, getting carte blanche, living in 5-star hotels. I wouldn't be surprised if they're tooling around in a 4-door Lincoln Continental or a Cadillac, for crying out loud. You know, Phil, this has got to stop. We have people in this country, and you know what? I'm on a fixed income. You know, I'm not a millionaire, nowhere near it, but you know something? That grocery store made me want to go get the Spirit of Hawaii or whatever that was, liquor bottle, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, and I'm telling you, by the way, I do feel confident it's going to get challenged in court, but I still look at it and think, where did they find these people? Where, I mean, that is, by the way, it's maybe Hawaii, and it may have the spirit of Aloha, but it's still considered to be an American state, right? And it's covered by the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights actually applies over there, and spirit of Aloha, they didn't study that in law school, I guarantee you.
Phil, right on my closing here, Phil, there is more important things than that. Trust me, you're making maybe a half a dozen people happy, and you're ruining about 34 million people in this country or something. You're ruining a lot of lives because you're not concentrating on what's best for not just me, Phil. It's for the American people that not only fought for this country like yourself and served, but also the people that go to work and do the job where nobody else wants to do it. But, Phil, I'm telling you, I I'm this close to the cabinet, Phil. I might grab that Hawaiian bottle of whatever that crap is.
All right, brother, take care. Buddy. Wolverine Dan, we love you, man. I knew this would fire people up. You see the text lines, man? They went crazy.
Oh yeah.
Let me grab a few of these and just see what else we got.
They're pretty funny.
They are there some good ones there? Which let's see. John from Huntsville says, Phil, all this spirit of Aloha talk reminded me of a story I saw yesterday where a huge truckload of pineapple spilled. Okay, thank you, John. Leanne from Huntsville says, prejudice me, but not the mentally challenged. Apparently you don't have the spirit of Aloha, Leanne. Gary from Decatur, Polynesian culture is paramount in the islands, Phil. Was stationed there for 4 years and was never so happy to leave. You don't have time for all the crazy stories from Oahu. As Lee says, liberal doesn't begin to describe these people. Yeah, I love how she said they were left of Mao. Left of Mao. That's pretty far to the left. Joe from Indiana says, spirit of Aloha? Google Hawaiian War Club. Yes, I am pretty sure the spirit of Aloha used to behead a few people back in the day. All right. Anyway, Tom from Gurley is brand spanking new in the text lines. We're glad to have you on board, Tom. He says, this is Tom from Gurley. It might be a good time to remember the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. It states, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. It's sad how we, the people, have allowed the government to reach this point. By the way, he says, we met at the Moms for Liberty event. After you prayed, you handed me. Oh, that's Tom. That's the guy that sang the national anthem. Tom, and thank you for your service. My recollection was you were a helicopter pilot. So, yep. Thank you, Tom. Now I recognize who I'm talking to. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, yeah, it's Minority Report, man. That's exactly right. Red flag laws is just like exactly what Lee said. It's pre-crime. It's Minority Report. It's deciding that, man, let's run an algorithm. We may find a way to stop crime before it happens. Well, how do you do that? I don't know, lock everybody up. Okay, that sounds awesome. Spirit of Aloha. Chris from Priceville just says, LOL, and he sends me a picture. Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. My favorite bumper sticker. Absolutely.
The coexist.
The coexist bumper sticker.
You can't even read it. It's just a bunch of symbols.
It's knuckleheadish. Anybody who put that, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and predict that's a liberal, even though it's on the back of a pickup truck. That it's not a Prius, but I'm still going to say that's probably a liberal. And by the way, when you say coexist, what you're really implying is accept what I believe. No, I don't have to. But coexist, we already do. Thank you very much. That was from Chris from Priceville. Barry from Fultondale says, Phil, yesterday I saw a YouTube video. Biden was at a rally, said the Second Amendment doesn't give us the right to have a cannon, and a bullet shot out of a M16 goes 5 times faster than any other gun. Who needs a gun that travels that fast? And the people there started clapping. Well, that's because they were sheep. They were sheep, and they don't understand. And I guarantee you, the majority of them have never shouldered a firearm. Not once. And they don't understand. Listen, you know what I may do? I did a spoof one time on the things people say, and I brought in all of the goofiest things that people have said in office about firearms and the clear indication that they have no idea how they operate. I've just no idea. Kimball from Harvest says, the spirit of Aloha is a nonsensical idea that allows liberals to feel good and thus bypass logic, good policy, laws, and the Constitution in their minds. Kimball, I think you pretty much summed it up, bro. And then Pete from Decatur says, my club identifies as a Bonnie club, so I'm in good shape. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, I guess he's talking about the Billy club. Oh, it's not a Billy club. It's a Bonnie club. So it's okay. Now I get it. It just dawned on me what was happening there. All right, listen, I'll tell you what. This spirit of Aloha is a part of the red flags, curtailing of liberties. When you've got a state Supreme Court, let's be serious for a minute. When you've got a state Supreme, I mean, picture this, the Alabama Supreme Court. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the Alabama Supreme Court saying, we believe that the founders lived in a different time, and therefore we do not have to adhere to what they say. What they said was the Constitution. What they said was the Declaration of Independence. What they said was the Bill of Rights, which includes the Second Amendment. If you cannot have the founding documents, I mean, this is like saying, I bought a game of Monopoly, but I decided not to read the rules. So we just started doing stuff. And we made up our own game with it. No, I'm sorry, you used a Monopoly board. No, but we made up our own game. But there were instructions about how to roll the dice and move at certain times. Yeah, but we just threw those out because those were written by somebody else. Well, they're called the instructions. The instruction manual for the United States of America is found in the Constitution. It is. And if you're going to disregard it, if you're going to decide it doesn't mean anything, it's just like saying that Christians think that some parts of the Bible apply, but not others. No, I'm sorry. The Word of God is considered unerring. It is, you know, inspired. All Scripture is inspired by God, is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for rebuke, and for training in righteousness. 1 Timothy 3:16. So if you believe that Scripture is the unerring Word of God, that's from Genesis 1:1 all the way to the end of Revelation. I mean, it's the whole thing. The minute you begin to say, well, I don't like that verse, well, you've just begun to water down the ability of Scripture to be effective in your life overall, because suddenly any of it can be challenged. Well, you know what? I did that about that one verse, and I think it's about that other verse too. I think it's about that whole passage. I've never liked the book of Revelation. Why should I bother listening to it? Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. I don't know about that. So what I'm saying is, if you treat your Bible that way, well, that would be the same as, in a secular sense, treating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that way. If you want to pick and choose which parts should apply and which shouldn't, you've just watered down the entire document. It's not like you can say, well, it's only the Second Amendment. We're not touching the First. Well, the minute they have a red flag law that tells you your Second Amendment no longer applies, suddenly that means they can do it to the First Amendment. They can come in there and they can say, you know, we have concerns about you. We've seen your social media. We actually believe that you might be a threat because of your speech. And so we're going to make sure that you can't speak anymore. That First Amendment, you know, it also includes the right of assembly. And we've decided there are several of you that like to get together and talk about things. Well, we now have a red flag law that says that you guys can no longer assemble. What are we going to do about due process? Well, that's the Fourth Amendment. And listen, I hate to do this to you, but we've decided that certain people in society, well, they don't get due process. We're not going down that road with you. You're considered to be a red flag. What did I do? Well, you just didn't meet the standard. Well, who sets the standard? Well, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You see where I'm going here? The bottom line is this. Just like in your faith, if you can say that the verse of scripture you like is good, but the verse of scripture that makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to listen to it anymore, then you have just watered down the entire Bible. The same is true with the Constitution of the United States. It's not your Bible, but it is absolutely the bylaws by which we run this country. It is the founding documents. It is the organizational structure. It is what gives us our liberties. It is what extends things to us under the law that are allegedly immutable. And if we're going to say that you can, oh, I don't know, pick and choose among them, this clause but not that clause, this amendment but not that amendment, well, then what you've just done is you've watered down the entire document, because you cannot have one and still have the whole. All right, listen, that's a great one. Let me grab one more text, and I'm going to take a break. Mike from Huntsville says, Mike from Huntsville, Maui wildfires in the spirit of Hawaii. Emergency managers said bad decision based on the spirit of Hawaii. Yeah, well, there you have it. And one more, Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, the scariest words you'll ever hear. We're here from the government, and we are here to help. Absolutely. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We got to do that right now. We'll take that break, come right back, and clear the air and head on into our day. Folks, it's been an amazing Monday, and we got an amazing Tuesday already lined up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville's on the line. Brother Brian, how you doing?
Doing okay, except that I had to double-check my phone because your ringtone, Bad to the Bone, your bumper music is the same as my ringtone.
Oh, nice.
Nobody was calling in.
Well, you know, what's funny is my ringtone is Right Now by Van Halen, and we also use that a lot, too. And I'll be sitting here and hearing, and I look at my phone all the time. But, yeah, anyway.
Well,
what's on your mind, man?
George Orwell, based on your last topic, had the book Animal Farm, and we actually read it when we were kids. And I wonder if you can find one in a school library anymore.
I don't know. Yeah.
It had the same thing about a constitution after the farmer died, and one of the lines they would go and they change the meaning of each one, and the one that fits most today that I think was all animals are created equal. Later on, they changed it to all animals are created equal, except that some animals are more equal than others.
Yes. Wow. Brother, I'd forgotten about that, and you may have just sparked my next monologue. That's
Well, y'all have a great afternoon, sir.
All right, you too, Brian. We'll see you, man. Yeah, golly, I'd forgotten about Animal Farm's lessons. I mean, I have more than once quoted, most recently, as a matter of fact, Lord of the Flies. But I'd forgotten about Animal Farm, which, by the way, was one of those books that just creeped me out. It just did. A Badger of Mathis texted in. He says, but hadn't the Vatican and history removed books from the Bible? So one could say the spirit of Aloha is setting precedent, playing devil's advocate. I recognize you might say that, but right now what we believe is we have the Bible, and it's unerring, and it is complete. And so the Bible that has been put together that we have in our hands right now is considered to be the Bible. And if it starts happening, they're going to take things away now. I think you will see that as being an issue. Teresa from Town Creek says, great show as always. Thank you, Teresa. Appreciate you very much. Charles just texted in and says, not just, oh, he says, wait, hang on a second. Is it all, do what?
It starts from in the middle of this with the ATF. Is that what he's saying?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. He texted before that.
Oh, he texted before that. I did not even see that. He says, ATF going to anyone's house, taking all their guns and ammo if they sold anything at a gun show. Shot and killed the guy in his home in Little Rock. Another guy in Oklahoma was a teacher, preacher, and had an FFL license. They took all his guns because he sold his personal guns at a show. They have raided multiple people here as well for the same thing. So, and then he goes, I'm not going to use his whole name because he asked me not to. But then he says, by the way, he's from Hoover. You can put him down as Charles from Hoover if you don't mind. And then he says, in the middle of this with the ATF, I would like to be able to find out everyone they are getting. Don't think they'll win, but it's very stressful nonetheless. Not just using red flag laws to go after people. Yeah, I agree. Charles, good luck to you, man. Keep us posted on what's going on with that. And if you ever wanted to give us information, we'll track it down too. John from Huntsville has the grades in. He says, Big Rig, your fantastic performance earned you an A+. Wolverine Dan and Phil are today's cold winners. How about that? Wolverine Dan.
I agree.
I like it. Wolverine Dan and Phil are today's co-winners with an A++. Congratulations. Also, just wanted to say that the original Hawaiian fruit punch is the most... I'd forgotten about Hawaiian punch. Hawaiian punch. I used to drink that all the time as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably so full of sugar. Anyway, one of the most refreshing and best-tasting beverages of all time. Thank you so much. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, by the way, says, fabulous show. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, man. All right, you guys, listen, there's a reason why we do this, and it's because of y'all. Absolutely. Every single day, I hope that you listen to this show and you get what I call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, and empower and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative in today's world, but that's because of the message. The mission is the four E's, but the message is that every day I hope you figure out on this show we stand for Jesus as Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life is actually worth living. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.